Someone rolled the stone away. Was it a thief? No, it was an angel. Mary said he lived again. Do you believe? Yes, he is my Savior. Thomas was a doubter until he saw for himself. Jesus even let him touch the spear hole. All could be saved. That is how God willed it. Those who had him crucified thought he had seen his end. They did not know the cross would be his victory. He is risen.
Praise the Lord, he has arisen, and we can really rejoice in the Lord today that our Savior has conquered death, and he's alive forevermore, and I hope you're praising the Lord today, brothers and sisters, rejoicing in the Lord. He's got the victory. He got it for us, amen. He got the victory for us. The ones he loves and cares for so much. Well, I'm glad we can share this CD message with our brothers and sisters. Hope you're doing well today. Sorry we're apart, but let's be together in spirit. Let's worship the Lord together, because we're going to be sharing his word with you today. On this Resurrection Day, we prepared this CD. We gave you a message about the death of Christ on the cross to pay for the sins of all the world. And that today, on this Resurrection Day, we're sharing a message about Christ is alive. He's alive forevermore. And he's given everyone that'll believe in him life forevermore also. Isn't that glorious? Yeah. Well, we hope you'll have a blessed day today. And share your CD with other people that they might be encouraged. And maybe somebody gets saved, get to know the Lord, and receive resurrection life. From the book of Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at verse 5, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead." Boy, what a message to carry those ladies had to tell to those disciples that, boy, they'd forsaken the Lord. They were all frightened, fearful for their own lives, didn't know what in the world was going on, what to do. The one they loved, the one who had been teaching them about his ministry, and yet now he's been crucified by the Romans at the demands of the Jewish people. Yeah, the religious leaders at that. And now these women come to the tomb to complete his burial. And what do they receive? The surprise of their life. Yeah, the surprise of their life. They could not imagine Jesus Christ, whom they knew was dead. They had seen him die on the cross. And now here he is. This angel says, he has arisen and he's not dead. Amen. I'd have had a fit, wouldn't you? Amen. And I'm sure their heart was in their throat when they heard all this good news, and they didn't know what to do, how to act. They were so excited that their friend, the one they loved, the one they believed in, had conquered death by his own volition at that. Boy, what exciting news. Do I believe that? I believe it with every fiber of my being, and I've been preaching it for 50 years. Jesus Christ died on a cross, but he rose from the dead the third day, just like he said he would. I believe it myself. Do you believe it? Do you really believe that? I tell you what, if he didn't, we don't have any hope. We don't have any hope if he didn't. Because only he paid for our sins, as the Bible says. I believe it. I know it's true. Amen. The resurrection of Jesus is the most important event to ever happen. Think about that. The resurrection of Jesus is the most important event to ever happen. The first resurrection witnesses of the immense power of God Almighty, folks. Yeah, when Jesus was here walking with the disciples, he raised the dead several times. Yeah, why did he raise the dead? Because he's God. He was God. God has the power over death, my church brothers and sisters. He has the power over death. Death to Jesus Christ is no big deal. Amen. Anybody can speak the universe into existence out of nothing. Do you think he's got any power over, limited power over death? No, not at all. He's God. He's the one that gives life to every one of us today. To believe in the resurrection is to believe in God. You believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? If God exists, and if he created the universe and has the power over it, then he's got the power to raise the dead, as I said. Yeah. If he does not have such power, he's not worthy of our faith and worship. But I know he's got that kind of power, folks. I know he's got that kind of power. Yeah. Only he who created life can resurrect it after death. Can you imagine one of these days, one of these mornings, the dead in Christ, that is all the saved people, they're going to hear the trumpet sound, and they're going to hear the voice of the Son of God say, come up here. And though their bodies may be back to the dust of the ground, their bodies will suddenly spring forward, glorified, transformed, caught up, and their soul and spirit will come with Jesus and enter their new resurrected body, and they'll be alive with Jesus forever. They're with the Lord today. They're with the Lord today. They're enjoying the glories of the Lord today, but there's one day coming when they're going to get their body glorified and live in their body. We were made to have a body. Apparently they have a temporary body with the Lord today. Yeah. Only he can reverse the tyrant that is death itself. Oh, how we dread death, don't we, folks? We hate to hear of a friend passing away or of anyone passing away, because people love life. God created us to love life, to enjoy life. He's got a purpose for us being here with life. He put us here to love him, serve him, know him, enjoy him. Yeah, that's what he put us here for. But we're all sinners and separated from God. But we can be reconciled back to God through faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and paid for our sin. And we become believers in him. We become a new person in Christ. And we have passed from death into everlasting life. Only he can remove the sting of death and give victory over the grave. Yes, and he did that with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We can only imagine the excitement and the shock that the disciples and Jesus' friends experienced when they heard the news. He's alive! He's alive! Jesus is alive again! Can you imagine that? Amen. Amen. Paul said about death in 1 Corinthians 54. So when this corruptible, talking about our bodies, shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Yeah, one of these days, old death's got to give up the body of the saints of the Lord. Amen. Old death can't hold them, because the Lord's going to go, man, we come forward. Amen. To live forever in paradise. Yeah. And it'll be one eternal day. We won't get tired. No. It's going to be a time that words will not describe, of joy and excitement and life and love. Oh, it's indescribable, folks. In resurrecting Jesus from the grave, God reminds us of his absolute sovereignty over life and death. God is a sovereign God. There's nothing God can't do. Yeah, God can do anything he wants to accomplish, my brothers and sisters in Christ. So don't doubt the Lord. I know some of you are having problems. Some of you are having troubles. Some of you are having heartaches. Oh, I understand that. We pray for you. We beg God to bless you, to help you, to encourage you. Yes. But we're in a world that's cursed with sin. But we're going to be delivered one day. And we're going to be with the Lord where no such exists. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah, the religious leaders did not believe who he was. Do you? Do you really believe Jesus is who he said he was? That he's the Son of Man? Yeah, and he's the Son of God? Yeah, yeah, he kept saying, I am. I am the door. Amen. I am the life. Amen. Yeah, I am the truth. He kept saying that. I am. I am. He's who he is, my brothers and sisters. Yes. According to Jesus, his resurrection was the sign from heaven that authenticated his ministry. The Pharisees and also with the Sadducees came tempting him, desiring that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering, threatening. Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign and departed." Matthew 16:1-4 states, the resurrection of Jesus attests to by hundreds of eyewitnesses in 1 Corinthians 3-8, proves that Jesus is alive and he is the Savior of the world. Yes, many people saw Jesus during those 40 days after his resurrection that he kept appearing to believers in him. Another reason the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important is that it proves his sinless character and his divine nature. The scripture said, "God's Holy One would never see corruption, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell or Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption." Psalm 16:10. Jesus was only dead 3 partial days. Yeah. And he was resurrected. Jesus never saw corruption after he died. Check out Acts 13:32-37. It was on the basis of the resurrection of Christ that the Apostle Paul preached. "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses." Acts 13:38-39. The religious law of Moses never saved a single person. It never even saved Moses. Think about it now. Well, preacher, how did they get saved? They were all justified by faith in the coming Messiah. Yeah, it's through Jesus Christ that believing in him, we are justified from all things. Nothing condemns us anymore when we believe in Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not only the supreme fidelity of his deity, it also validates the Old Testament prophecies that foretold of Jesus' suffering and resurrection. Acts 17:2-3, "And Paul, as his manner was, went unto them 3 Sabbath days and reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ." Yes, Jesus, for our salvation, had to come, take our place, pay our debt, and God ordained it would be on a cross, and he would be the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of all the world. All that would believe in him, that's the condition for salvation, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ's resurrection also authenticated his own claim that he would be raised on the third day. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Mark 8:31 states. Yeah. The religious leaders didn't want him. They hated him. They despised it. They wanted him dead. But it was in God's plan to use them to get Jesus to the cross to even pay for their sin. Amen. Boy, what a God. Amen. What a God. God, you see, God knows what sin has done to the human family, folks. It's deceived man. It's deceived. But God loves everybody. God loves the wicked. God loves the deceived. And God's allowing his gospel to be preached and giving them men everywhere and women everywhere a time to repent of their sin, believe on his son who died on a cross and paid for all of their sins. Yes, what a Savior. What a Savior. In Matthew 15:41, the Bible says, "And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain." If Christ had not been resurrection, we wouldn't have any hope. No hope. Wouldn't that be sad if we didn't have no hope in a world like we're living in today? In fact, apart from Christ's resurrection, we would have no Savior, no salvation, and no hope of eternal life. As Paul said, our faith would be useless. The gospel would be altogether powerless, and our sins would remain unforgiven if Christ did not rise from the dead. John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Get that, folks. Get that verse. John 11:25. "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus is the one that makes resurrection for me and you possible, because he's already resurrected himself. He's alive forevermore. He said, "Whoever would believe in me, they too would live." Praise God. In that statement, Jesus claimed to be the source of both. There's no resurrection apart from Christ, and no eternal life. Jesus does more than give life. He is life. And that's why death has no power over him. He's life. Get that. Don't miss that point. Reason death has no power over him is because he's life. Amen. He's life. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. We're going to live forever. We believers. And this life is in his Son. "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." 1 John 5:11-12. Oh, what a passage of Scripture. What a blessed Scripture. God's given us eternal life. He gave it to us by faith in Jesus, brothers and sisters. We're saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone. And we ought to live for him. We ought to praise him. We ought to willingly serve him. We ought to share him, support his work. Because what he's done for me, what he's done for you, that believe in him. We who believe in Jesus Christ will personally experience resurrection. Because having the life Jesus gives, we will overcome death. Oh, it's impossible for death to win against a believer in Jesus Christ. Amen. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this incorruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written, death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory now? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the first fruits of those that's fallen asleep. Because Jesus died and conquered death, all that believe in him, they too will live. In 1 Corinthians 15, 20 and 21, Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Because he arose, we're going to arise too." He's the first one. "For since by man came death, by man came all the resurrection of the dead. Because of Adam's sin, men die. Because Jesus Christ conquered death, all that believe in him will live." What a Savior. What a Savior, brothers and sisters. What a Savior we have to live for today. What a Savior we have to look for, to be in with forever. Amen. Yeah. In other words, Jesus has led the way in life after death. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is important as a testimony to the resurrection of human beings, which is a basic tenet of the Christian faith. Unlike other religions, Christianity possesses a founder who transcends death and promises that his followers will do the same. Every other religion was founded by men or prophets whose end was the grave. As Christians, we know that God became man, died for our sins, was resurrected the third day. The grave couldn't hold him. He lives. He's seated today at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Hebrews 10:12 says, "But this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sins, sat down on the right hand of God." Amen. At the right hand of God right now, a man by the name of Jesus Christ is sitting there, the God-man who died for our sin, that's been resurrected. And he's been seated at the right hand of God in power and in glory. Yeah. The Word of God guarantees the believer's resurrection at the coming of Jesus for the church at the rapture. Well, such assurance results in that great song of triumph that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 and 55. "O death, where is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Listen, death and is going to have to give up. All believers in Jesus Christ, death will be helpless before the shout of the Lord come forth, all ye believers in the Son of God. The importance of the resurrection of Christ has an impact on our service to the Lord now. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." You know what, Christians, brothers and sisters? Did you know by being saved, you're not only saved and given eternal life, but by serving the Lord faithfully now as a believer in Jesus Christ, you can earn rewards to be awarded to you at the judgment seat of Christ for how faithfully you've served the Lord since you've been saved. Yeah. So all that you do for the glory of the Lord will earn a reward. So be faithful to the Lord, not because you're going to get a reward, but because you love the Lord that would save a sinner like you and like me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, because we know we'll be resurrected to a new life, we can endure hardships and troubles and trying, knowing the Lord is with us, knowing the Lord's going to make a way, knowing the Lord one day is going to deliver us out of this present evil world, and we'll be him forever and forever. Now, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, many thousands of Christians have been martyred throughout history as they traded their earthly lives for everlasting glory and the promise of resurrection by being persecuted, by being killed, by being mistreated. Millions of Christian people have been faithful to serve the Lord. Let us in these days continue to serve the Lord, knowing He'll make a way for us. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Oh, yes, that's the way to be saved, believing the gospel. That is the gospel. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation unto them that believe. And He's coming again. Yes, He's coming again. He came the first time to die for us. He came the first time to pay for our sin. But He's coming again to get us. Amen. He's coming to get us. One of these mornings, He's coming. The dead in Christ will be raised up, and those who are alive at His coming will be changed, and we'll receive new glorified bodies. Praise the Lord. Why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ important? It proves who Jesus is, that He really was the Son of God. It demonstrates that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf. And therefore, Jesus was raised by the Father. It shows God has the power to raise us from the dead. It guarantees our bodies, the bodies of those that believe in Jesus, will not remain dead, but will be resurrected unto eternal life. When God made man, He made us all eternal creatures. We're all going to live somewhere forever. There'll never be a time when you and I and all men everywhere that's ever been in this world will not exist. The question is, where will you live forever? And God's left it up to you to decide where you're going to live at forever. You can either live with the Lord through Jesus Christ in an eternal paradise, or you can live your life like you want to and just dismiss Christ out of your life, and you'll be separated from God because you didn't want Him. You didn't want Him to interfere in your life. God's going to allow you to make that decision. To those of you that's listening to this message today, if there's an unsaved person listening to this message today, don't make the wrong decision. The only hope you have is in Jesus Christ. There is no hope to die without Christ. It'll be eternal separation. The Bible says, in the lake of fire. Oh, my goodness, folks. Oh, my goodness. Please, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me close our thoughts today with this passage from Matthew. In Matthew 28:5-7, the angel said to the women, "Listen, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell His disciples that He's risen from the dead." Praise God. I can preach a living Savior, a resurrection Savior. I can preach a Savior that will save your soul for eternity, and you'll live with Him forever and forever if you'll repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Bless our church. Bless our brothers and sisters. Bless all that hear this message today. Save them souls that's lost. And help us all be concerned for the lost. And we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Someone rolled the stone away. Was it a thief? No, it was an Mary said, "He lives again. Do you believe?" "Yes, He is my Savior." Thomas was a doubter until he saw for himself. Jesus even let him touch the spear hole in his side. He is real. all could be saved. That is how God willed it. Those who had him crucified thought